This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
We're at the Bitcoin Investor Conference here in beautiful Las Vegas, the hotel, and it has been quite an event. And I've got to say, I think that everybody's allowed to have sort of their favorites when it comes to speakers. And Chris Odom is one that I've managed to hear a couple of times now giving his speeches. And he's one of my favorites, real dynamic speaker at these events. And Chris, I know one of the projects you're working on is super technical and focused for mainly the Bitcoin community. But I want to talk about it maybe in a way that can be brought to sort of a general audience. Chris Odom, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much.
So tell me briefly about your project.
Well, my project is the financial cryptography toolkit, and it's used for doing various sorts of mundane financial actions, but it does them with cryptographic security.
So when you say mundane activities, it costs lots of money to move money back and forth in banks. With cryptography, it doesn't really seem to cost much.
Right. Well, you know, banks are based on the legal system. And in the past couple of decades, since cryptography has really come into widespread use, I would call what we're coming into is an era of cryptographic law. And so instead of being based on legal law, you have cryptographic law. And, yeah, it's much cheaper than a bank because, you know, it's much cheaper than a court.
Yeah, legal law is full of – there's lawyers to pay, stenographers,
right.
Investigators, all kinds of stuff like that.
Right.
Whereas when you're talking about cryptographic law, you're just talking about computers doing math problems, right?
Exactly. Yeah, the computer does the digital signature. You have your private key, and everything just works at software speed and software cost.
Yeah, so when you say software speed, you say nearly instantaneously, right?
Right, that's right. Now, my project's, it's sort of like a bank in a box. And so the sorts of things that you would do with this software are issue a currency, open accounts, write checks. These are digital checks. Withdraw digital cash, deposit cash. And it also has more advanced functionality like bid-ask trading on markets and recurring payments, scripted smart contracts, and so on.
So this is potentially somebody could use your product to open up a Bitcoin banking service that would really solve, solve all the problems that currently Bitcoin's solving and do it in a much better fashion?
Well, there are certain problems in the Bitcoin community. Like,
okay.
For example, if you just want to send Bitcoin to someone, you can just do that, and it just works just fine. But as soon as you want to do something more interesting, like trading on a market,
yep.
Now you can't just do it yourself. You have to send your Bitcoins to some third-party entity, and you have to trust him to hold your money. You know, for example, like Mt. Gox,
yep.
Everyone trusted them to hold their money, and then now they can
do
their...
It didn't go so well.
Right. Well, yeah. That's the problem, right? Trust. but now, once you're trusting this person to hold your money, now you can do your market trading and all this sort of thing. And so that's sort of the problem in Bitcoin that I'm trying to solve. I'm trying to solve the need to trust third parties in order to access this more advanced functionality.
And Bitcoin's supposed to be trustless. I mean, this is one of the words that gets bandied about in the Bitcoin sphere. And, you know, it sounds as humans we're taught you should learn to trust people. Trust is good, but not so much.
Not in money. I do not recommend trusting anyone with your money. And by the way, my project isn't just for Bitcoin. You can, like I said, you can use it to issue currencies. And so you could use it for a gold-backed currency. You could use it for a dollar-backed currency, and so on. It'll work with any currency. It's currency agnostic. But it's especially useful for Bitcoin because, like I said, it solves these problems that are haunting the Bitcoin community right now.
So potentially one could open up your regular brick-and-mortar bank and just start using your software and running all the banking services?
Well, I guess you could look at it that way, but the way I look at it is that it will eliminate the need to have brick-and-mortar banks.
Okay.
That they'll just not exist anymore. That's a 20th century thing, and they're going to become an anachronism.
It seems like they have some incredible real estate. I mean, these banks are just they're just taking up space, and they have these big buildings, and they're full of people. And now with Bitcoin, you can pretty much do that banking online using an incredibly small amount of power compared to these big buildings in your town.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah, one of the things that I find really interesting about banks is that their greatest strength is also their greatest weakness. You know, their greatest strength is that they have a legal monopoly. So the government protects them, protects their monopoly,
mm-hmm.
Or I guess you should say cartel.
Yeah, I think it's
a cartel,
yeah.
Right?
And or you could say they're franchises of the central bank, but yeah, whatever.
Right.
It's semantic.
But whatever it is, I know that if you go and try and compete with them, there are laws to protect them, sort of basic just protectionism type laws. And banks are sort of the ultimate example of that. They're the ultimate example of regulatory capture.
Yeah, absolutely. And how does currently with Bitcoin, you can get one of these mini wallets that are out there, or like I started off with the QT wallet, which then morphed mm-hmm. into the core, and then after that you went to things like blockchain.info, and now there's all kinds of wallets for your phone and a variety of different offerings out there. So I can do all this banking online. How does what you're doing really change that?
Well, if you're using something that's like a web wallet,
mm-hmm.
then, again, you're trusting someone else to hold your money. With our software, we've set it up so that when you deposit Bitcoin into this system, that the server operator is unable to steal those funds. So he's able to sign receipts and sort of notarize transactions, but he's not actually able to falsify transactions. Because he would have to be able to forge your signature, and he doesn't have your key.
Right.
And he's also unable to steal the funds because we have them stored in a multi-sig pool. And just something I wanted to point out, though, about how the bank's greatest strength is also their greatest weakness, is because they've had this legal protection for so long that granted them this monopoly or this cartel, that is exactly and precisely what allowed them to become these bureaucratic dinosaurs. You know, a bank is not really a business anymore. A bank is really in the business of regulatory compliance. They're just a bureaucratic institution like any other government institution. And because of this protection, they were able to go years farther than any business would have been able to if they had to compete on a free market with absolutely archaic technology.
So the when you say archaic technology, are you talking about
the banks.
Currency itself? Or?
No, I'm talking about the banks, the computers that they use, the ATMs that they use, the computer systems that banks use. Are
I have a dot matrix printer. The bank issues receipts on a dot matrix printer.
Exactly. Like everything that they use is archaic. And it's just a good example to illustrate how if they had been on a free market, they just absolutely would have been destroyed by free competition. But because they have this protection, they're able to get away with having this really old, crappy technology that hasn't changed in decades. And because of that, that's their greatest weakness, because now finally here comes this 21st century technology, Bitcoin and other projects like that, my project, Open Transactions. And, you know, it's sort of like the differential between the two technologies is so powerful that it's sort of like Uber. You know, it doesn't matter if Uber is illegal or not. They're so much better that they just come in and devastate the taxi industry.
Wipe out the taxi monopolies,
exactly.
Taxi cartels.
Exactly.
You know, I was thinking, I recently was listening to a podcast where they were talking about the Mongol raiders. You're talking about Genghis Khan and how these guys, they were hardened on the steppes of Mongolia. They, they sweep through China and they conquer more land than anybody's ever conquered in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Within four generations, it crumbles because they go from these hungry, horse-riding warriors to these robe-wearing bureaucrats,
mm-hmm.
and everything's given to them, and they just have no capacity to rule.
Yeah, it's the same with intergenerational wealth. You know, people talk about how rich people inherit their money. Actually, most rich people did not, and it's actually interesting to me that's a serious problem. The ability to transfer money down from generation to generation is actually a very difficult problem to solve, and books are written on the subject.
Yeah. It's people often want to vilify those that gain their wealth, and often they fritter it away. So God bless them for frittering their money away. Chris Odom, how do people go and find out more about your project?
StashCrypto.com.
StashCrypto.com?
That's correct.
Thanks so much for joining me, Chris Odom, here at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's been a fantastic event, and all the speakers have been at this caliber. Chris Odom, it's StashCrypto.com?
That's right.
BitcoinInvestor.com. Free Talk Live.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-771-6706. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-771-6706. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-771-6706. 1-800-771-6706.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, Free Talk Live. We are here live at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. And one of the guys that I was really looking forward to seeing was Tone Bay, because I have been following Tone now for quite a few months and watching your forecast the price of Bitcoin. You've had a lot of success with that, and, you know, there's been some challenges, too. I want to talk about that. What can you tell me some of the pivotal times that you're able to predict the Bitcoin price?
There's definitely been some challenges, and I find Bitcoin one of the harder instruments to predict short term, but on the long term, it's actually acting pretty well. So some of the successes were, I was very bearish on Bitcoin all throughout 2014. Now, I wasn't selling any of my Bitcoin because I think long term it was good. The reason for my success and continually calling the fall of Bitcoin price throughout 2014 was one of them was merchant adoption. Once in 2013, the price was going up, and it was dubiously going up because of the Willibot as well.
Explain Willibot real quick.
So Willibot was something that the Japanese exchange Mt. Gox was faking volume, and they were basically trading with itself just to prop up the price of Bitcoin because they were completely insolvent.
Much of the rise of Bitcoin, the incredible rise of Bitcoin, was based on spurious trading that was done inside the Mt. Gox or Mt. Gox trading platform.
Right. Now, that wasn't the only reason. I mean, that definitely helped, but trading is not about the current events. A lot of trading is speculation, and there was massive speculation back in 2013, also with the Cyprus fall and the banking collapse in Cyprus. And there weren't that many places to spend Bitcoin. A lot of people were getting into Bitcoin, not places to spend them. 2014 was the opposite. That's when we had like a big merchant adoption. People had places to spend Bitcoin, but weren't a lot of new users. And when the price starts coming down, not a lot of people are speculating to get back in. Currently, this year, the one I got right was calling for the Greek banks and European banks in general to have significant problems in June of this year. I was calling for that almost to the day that it happened, 6 months in advance, and I expected the price to go up from there. I did, however, expect it to go up from lower levels, which was one of my errors.
What were some of the things that sort of caught you as far as the price goes by surprise? Because it seems like Bitcoin in many ways is driven the Bitcoin pricing, I should say, in many ways is driven by news, and no one can predict news.
So what caught me by surprise, the big fall in January, in early January, when the price fell from about 300 down to 150, the timing caught me by surprise, but not the price action. I was looking for prices to bottom in the low 100s. I just didn't expect it in January of 2015. I was expecting that going into the summer of 2015. So that caught me a little by surprise time-wise. What happened in later in 2015, going into just a few months ago, the Bitcoin XT announcement by Gavin Andreessen and Mike Hearn, that was unfortunate, and I blamed a lot of the price drop was due to the speculation that there wasn't any consensus within the core devs, and some people disagreed with me, but this is how speculators think. People pulled their bids, nobody wanted to get into Bitcoin right now, not knowing what was going to happen. The price had no floor, and it just fell.
So this Bitcoin XT is, I guess, a change in Bitcoin?
Yeah, so it was a suggestion to change the protocol in order to allow Bitcoin, the core Bitcoin protocol, to handle more transactions per second. And there's a lot of debate on that, whether that's a good thing or not. Bitcoin can do microtransactions, but they're very inefficient and they're expensive. And they will come at the expense of using Bitcoin for larger things like cross border capital movement, which I believe is its killer app. So there was a lot of debate over, well, do we really need Bitcoin to be another PayPal? Do we really want them to be another Visa? Do they need to do thousands of transactions per second? Why can't it be done on the side and then go into the Bitcoin blockchain as one transaction instead of thousands? And there's still debate over that.
So now that we're sort of up to date, I think a lot of people are wondering, Bitcoin's had quite a run up here recently. I think it's up at about 310 last I looked, and that's up from, 250 not too long ago. What do you expect in the near future for Bitcoin pricing?
Well, right now, I believe we've just gone up too far too fast. There's really no massive global economic events this month. There are words coming out of China that people are using Bitcoin for capital flight. It's not really proven. It's also how much do you believe the trading volume on the Chinese exchanges? There are a lot of questions on that front. And what I'm seeing right now is we got a little too far. We hit about 335 to 340 on the traditional U.S.-based exchanges.
I'm seeing
US.
345 on Huobi and Bitfinex.
Yeah, those are the Chinese ones. They hit 360.
Yeah.
Something like Bitfinex and Bitstamp hit about 340. I think we've gone a little too far. I'm looking for a pullback in prices to somewhere between 250 and 300 over the next month or so. And then we can start to build from there, and I believe we'll have a good year-end and a pretty good 2016. I'm looking for the next high in the Bitcoin price to come in the middle of 2017.
Very good. Now, people are going to want to, you know, people are going to hear these predictions, but they're going to want to follow you and see what your track record is and those sorts of things. Where can people, find out more about what it is you're doing?
The best way to really find me is to just Google my name. I have a lot of videos up as well. Google Tone Vase. I also have a personal blog called Liberty Life Trail, and I use that to tweet as well. Tone_LLT is my Twitter. And my work is published at Brave New Coin.
That's where I've been
following. Where I am the head of research, and we just recently started publishing a weekly traders report, where I've been putting these kinds of predictions.
Yeah. So with Brave New Coin, I mean, what you're doing is a pretty complete report. This isn't just sort of, you know, you throwing out some numbers here and there. It's what I've been seeing is like, I don't know, 5-7 pages long.
Correct. It's about a 7-page report. It goes through all the relevant news for the week and some views on the world economy in general and where things are headed and what's going to be the next driver for Bitcoin adoption. It's geared more towards investors, not day traders. It comes out once a week.
And is this a free newsletter? Is it paid for? Is there some way to find out, you know, exactly how does this work? I don't know.
It was free for the first few months,
mm-hmm.
But it now has a paywall, and Bitcoin is accepted. It comes out weekly. I believe the price is about $70 a month. It's on the website.
Brave New Coin
is monetizing it through their brand.
And if one of these trades works out, then it pays for itself. These professional newsletters are like this throughout the financial sphere. Thanks so much, Tone Vase, for coming on. This event has been really great, so I appreciate it. Folks can go find your video in a couple of days at bitcoininvestor.com. It's Mark from Free Talk Live, coming to you live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference, bitcoininvestor.com.
All right, thank you very much.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It is, we're here live at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's Mark Edge with you. And I just got finished watching in the main room Paul Rosenberg. Thanks for sitting down with me, Paul.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And there's been a lot of different speeches here covering a lot of different things. What I found unique about yours is that you really seem to have a concern around what's going to happen to Bitcoin in the future. That in many cases, people believe that this new technology has been created and it's just going to fix everything as far as currency goes. And that may not be the case.
No, I really don't believe so. I love Bitcoin. I love the blockchain. It's wonderful technology. I am very, very thankful for it. But it's a tool. And if it's going to succeed, if it's going to do well, it's going to be because we make it happen, not because the blockchain is just has magic in it. And, you know, it's not magic. It's a tool. And we have to make it work. We have to bring it. We have to create the future with it.
What is it a tool for?
Oh, gosh, it's a tool for a number of things. Really, it's a ledger of title. It's a ledger of record. It is secured without a boss, just to put it in simple terms. There's no boss. When I buy a piece of property, I have to go to my local county courthouse, and they have to double-check my identity and all of my documents and my history and verify it and then stamp their paper that I really bought or sold something. You don't need a boss with Bitcoin. There is no jefe. There is no big man that's required to make this work. It's a fundamentally different model.
You said in your speech that we live in a space age time and we have a bronze age government. What do you mean?
I mean that we have obviously great technology these days. We have a long way to go, obviously, but we have terrific technology. But the rules of our lives, the restrictions, the punishments, the fears of our lives are all things that took shape in the Bronze Age. I can trace most of them back to 4 or 5,000 B.C. And what else from 4,000 B.C. do we still use? What else from 4,000 B.C. still rules men's minds? We don't drag our plows through the fields anymore. We don't
ride horses from one place to another.
Right. To pick a more modern example. Yeah, we don't do any of those things anymore. Why in this one area that is huge and coercive and, to be honest, slow to adapt and frequently very stupid, why does that still rule our lives? It doesn't make any sense.
Why does it?
Well, it does.
What's your conjecture?
Well, it does it for a bunch of reasons. Probably need a book to go through the whole thing. Part of it is force. It's because these are the people who have most of the good weapons and definitely employ the vast majority of people who are willing to use them. But the bigger part of it is that most people consider them legitimate. That it's right for these other people to order me around. It's right for them to take half of my money. It's right for them to order that somebody should be killed or whatever the example is. It's right for them to tell me I may do business in this way and I may not do business in the other way. It's the fact that people grant it legitimacy that really makes the whole thing work.
Yeah, I wonder about myself sort of, thinking about, say, King Henry VIII's time. Before the English Revolution, you've got this time frame where you've got this mad king, he's a great look at sort of autocracies, monarchs, and some of the real problems with them.
Right.
There's some great monarchs in the past, but I'm not arguing for monarchs, right? I'm just saying that King Henry VIII, he was crazy, right? And people were getting burned alive for their belief in their religious system.
Right, he liked to kill his wives and other things.
Here in the United States, it's really obvious today that burning people alive because of their religion is bad and wrong.
Right.
There's places in the world where they haven't quite got that down yet, or at least some people in those places haven't got that down yet. But we've internalized that. But I just wonder, what were the serfs saying at this time? Were they saying, what would it possibly be like without a king? How could we live without a king?
Oh, yes. Well, that's absolutely true. They thought that was the normal order of life. And, well, my grandfather believed in it. My dad believed in it. My mom, who was a saint, believed in it.
Yep.
So how can I say that this isn't right? I'm spitting on my mother's grave.
It's even more so if your grandfather, your great-grandfather, your father, these people behind you fought and died for it.
Yes.
I think about this guy in, what was it, in the Forrest Gumps, and I can't remember what he was, but like Captain Ned or something like that. The guy that ended up with no legs.
Oh, Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan, thank you. And Lieutenant Dan's lineage, and there are people like this, I assume.
There are.
His lineage was essentially his people went out and, after impregnating their wives, went out and fought and died for the United States government. And I'm sure this is going on in other governments around the world. I'm not trying to just point at the United States government, although it is the biggest and most powerful one on the planet today. And, that's what they did. They did it because Daddy did it. They did it because Grandpa did it. And these must be right. Well, it's not very circumspect.
Right. And people, what happens over time is people merge their identity with the state that rules them.
Yes.
And it's
why do you grow up saying the Pledge of Allegiance in kindergarten to the because of the given landmass that you happen to live on? I'm not saying that I don't think the United States is in the top quintile of freest countries on the planet. I'm going to say that. But it's going down the lists from what I can see. They're not telling that to kindergartners when they make them say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right, and it's just wrong to teach a child to pledge their allegiance to a variable group, to a group that is anchored in the past, to a hierarchy that always opposes changes to the status quo. Children should be taught to move forward, not to be rooted into this, and not to merge their identity with some higher entity, some higher power, because what it does is it makes them less alive. They're less able to use their own will. They're less able to develop as human beings.
What's the value of freedom? So this is what we're talking about here. We're allowing people to, be more free in how they express themselves. Many people really like the idea of nationalism or jingoism or whatever it is. They're thoroughly married to it. Now, one of the aspects of their preference is that you should be too.
Right, of course, yes.
I'm fine with their preference. I like
their choice.
I like red, white, and blue. They're great colors. I like bald eagles. I like to see F-18s fly over top of me. I think it's fantastic to see. But ultimately, mostly they're into what I believe as opposed to what they believe. So what's the value in freedom in this area?
Freedom is a condition that allows life to thrive. In any other condition, life is restrained. We are not what we should be. We don't progress as we should be. We don't develop as individual souls, to use a murky word.
Innovation seems higher under freedom, too, everything I can tell.
Absolutely. It's better because we're allowed to act according to our own will. And by doing so, we learn about ourselves. We make mistakes, of course we do, but we learn from those mistakes. There are mistakes, and we learn from them, and we develop our own will, we develop our own selves, we become better people.
Yeah, I find freedom to be extraordinarily important, and I find that Bitcoin allows freedom and allows privacy. I do want to discuss that with you just a little bit further, because, well, I think that Bitcoin is an invention that is as important as the internet in the way that it could potentially change our lives. And I'd like to get back with you in just a few moments. But the Bitcoin Investor Conference really has allowed me to open my mind in areas that I just didn't expect when I came here. I figured it was going to be just another Bitcoin event, and not so much. So you can go check it out, bitcoininvestor.com. It's Mark Edge with you coming to you live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference on Free Talk Live.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the fourth edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. You've forgotten, but they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or will you forget?
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark Edge coming to you live from the Bitcoin Investors Conference. And speaking of Bitcoin, one thing I want to plug before we go any further is if you go to saveatpurse.com, you sign up for an account there, and you can save, well, at my house, we've saved between 20 and 45% on just about everything they sell at Amazon. And Amazon has just about everything you need in life. Now, the trick is, you got to use Bitcoin. And you can get Bitcoin in a variety of places. Just go on your search engine and type in, you know, buy Bitcoins, and you'll find lots of opportunities to buy Bitcoins. But, and as a matter of fact, they even sell them at saveatpurse.com. So, saveatpurse.com, and once you get some Bitcoins, you can really save there. It's changed our lives, and it can change your life, too. It's a real way to make your earning power go further. I'm here with Paul Rosenberg, just finished a speech at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. The room was electric, Paul. And one thing that we were just talking about is the value of freedom and how Bitcoin can add more to freedom. It can increase human freedom. I noticed in your chart that you were talking about different organizational models. So there's the sort of the old organizational model where there's a guy on top, and then there's people underneath the guy on top.
Right.
And then there's another organizational model where it's much more peer-oriented.
Correct.
So explain the peer-oriented one and how it can, you know, benefit people.
Sure. It's, you can call it a peer-to-peer model, or we call it sometimes an ad hoc model. What it is what goes on in daily life with you and your family. There's no, you know, in your house, there's really no boss. You all have to cooperate. You all have to get along. You all have to pitch in.
Even if somebody has a more powerful personality than the other people, they choose to stay there.
You Absolutely.
Know, I keep telling my wife I'm in charge. She keeps telling me what to do.
Right, and you keep generally doing it her way a lot of the time. I mean, you get the households where there's one big scary guy and the little grandma who bosses him around.
Right. I'll bet she does.
She does, yeah, of course. So, you know, that's...
Yes, ma'am.
Right. That's the natural human model of organization, and we're really good at it. Our brains are really well wired for this.
For hierarchical?
No.
No, peer-to-peer.
For peer-to-peer.
Okay.
We see patterns very well. We cooperate. When I'm dealing with, let's say, a friend or somebody in my family, when I make decisions involving them, I can consider what kind of mood they're in, what they like, what they don't like, what they've been thinking about lately. We are really good at making real rich decisions. We can put in all kinds of facts. You make a decision for your brother or your wife or something. You have a whole lot of factors that go into it, and it works very easily for us. We're very good at that. When it's hierarchy, it's binary. It's yes, no, up, down, left, right. This is all you can do, and your will is suppressed. You can only do this or only do that, and anything else, you might have a better idea. And in a strict hierarchical situation, you're not allowed to use it. You have to obey and do as you're told.
So that brings me off onto a different tangent. I'm going to get back to privacy, which I really wanted to talk about. But when you say free will, I noticed during your speech, you have an attachment to the Bible, that you're interested in the quotes that are there. And free will would be really important to the God of the Bible, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But it's necessary.
But you can't have the Christian religion, you can't choose to be a Christian if you can't choose not to be.
Right, or Judaism or as well. Yeah, same thing.
There's no righteousness without sin.
Right, and there's no righteousness or sin without the ability to choose.
Right. And I think that this is incredibly powerful when, believers of all different types choose to vote their beliefs onto other people. What they're doing is they're attempting to play God, which is like, the first commandment thing you're not supposed to do.
They're counteracting their own faith because theirs is fundamental.
It's sacrilegious and antichrist.
Oh, absolutely. It absolutely is. Now, I know they don't mean it that way, and a lot of them are, they're trying to do what's right, but let's face the fact, most people are confused and intimidated most of the time. And it's something we really need to work ourselves out of. So, they maybe don't really mean to be bad, but what you're doing is reducing somebody else's will. You're essentially counteracting, from whatever standpoint you look at it, the doctrine of salvation or the doctrine of whatever else, because it requires free will, and you're stepping all over it for somebody else.
There was a quote, a biblical quote that was in your speech, and I'm not going to be able to do it verbatim just having heard it, but it was moving for me. It was something the effect of, how can I tear this down and then rebuild it, and then the transgressions upon me, or something like that.
Right, exactly. And
can you try to remember what it is?
Oh, sure. What it comes from is from one little passage that people don't pay attention to in the New Testament, where Paul walks up to Peter, to his face, and says, you're wrong. You're doing this badly. He says, if I build that which I also have destroyed, I turn myself into a transgressor. And Peter says, I opposed him to his face.
Hmm.
And but it's true. Where I'm talking about the various models, that Bitcoin's a new model. If I like this new model and I'm trying to build it in with the old, I'm making myself a transgressor. I'm contradicting my own self. I'm building that which I'm also trying to destroy.
So Bitcoin has built into it and inherent in it potential privacy. You can choose some privacy for yourself in Bitcoin. What's the value of privacy? Because this is a question that is, it's really, people are asking themselves this all the time these days, because everybody wants your information. Big companies like Google and Facebook, they want your information. When you turn on your cell phone, if some app or another is constantly wanting to know where you are and what your address book is and all these things, everything wants information. It's information hungry. And there's no more organization that is more information hungry than the United States government, it would appear. They just seem to want all that information.
Yes, they do.
And most people say to themselves, hey, when it comes to Google, yeah, you can know where I am. When it comes to the NSA, what do I care if they see the pictures of my kids or the recipes I'm exchanging with a friend? What do I care? What is the value of privacy?
The value of privacy, it's really, really important. Most of the people who say those things, what they're doing is they're trying to find refuge in being boring, trying to find safety in being boring. When somebody has all of your information, they have tremendous power over your life. One of the things that's going on now is that all of these people have all this information, and now they're able to deliver custom environments to you. So when you go onto YouTube, let's say, and your neighbor goes onto YouTube, you both see very different things.
Oh, yeah, they know what I like on YouTube.
So if they have all of this information on your emails and chats and cell phone calls and everything else, and they've got computers that are wonderfully good at analyzing all this stuff now, and then they can deliver you custom environments, they own you.
How do they own me? Just because they can deliver custom environments?
Because
I mean, isn't that an advantage to me? Now I don't have to watch videos of things that I don't want to see.
Well, it's a potential advantage in that way, but they also have all of your information. They know you. They know what you think about. They know what stimuli you respond to. And they can deliver a custom environment, and they essentially can guide you where they want you to go. There have been books written on it. There have been papers written about it. They can do it right now.
It does seem that what they can do is, when they're delivering this custom environment to you, is they're planting seeds of ideas. I mean, that's really
that's its purpose.
Yeah. When Amazon says, hey, you know, people like you that have bought this thing might buy this thing, they're saying, why don't you buy this thing? And so there's, you know, that's an obvious one. But when it comes to the videos, you know, hey, to look at, take a look at this, take a look at that. And then you're getting ideas planted in your mind, and that is, it's a little scary.
Right.
Is that the only value of privacy?
No. That's just one. Privacy allows you to develop as a human being. As I said earlier, people are really held back by intimidation. And we all feel it. You grow up in this world, and we've all got it. You all feel it. And people are held back by it. But when you're private, or when you're anonymous, people can't push back at you for your ideas, and you can develop your ideas from some position of safety, so where innovation is not stomped down, to where you begin to exert your mind and you're not slapped down for it. It's hugely important for human development.
Where can people go find out more about Bitcoin?
More about Bitcoin? Oh, gosh, all sorts of places. I probably don't have a great one to tell
you.
How
about Bitcoin.org?
Bitcoin.org. That's a good one to go to.
How can people find out more about you?
Freemansperspective.com, just how it sounds.
Freemansperspective.com.
Right.
Paul Rosenberg, thanks so much for sitting in with me here at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It has been fantastic. And Free Talk Live will be live again with you tomorrow evening.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.